With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Deer Season Daily. It is November 10th, 2025, one day short of my favorite day of the season. On this one, I'm going to give you guys a great update from RHO. Talking shop, got a lot there. Weather movement predictions, as always. And then the tip of the day, again, has to do with some rut strategy. So I think you guys are going to enjoy it. Make sure you stay tuned for all of that. But before we get into it, as always, this is brought to you by Rax Big Game Supplements. You guys can go to raxmineral.com, check them out, find your local dealers, all that good stuff. Our website is ridgehunteroutdoors.com. If you guys want anything on the site, merchandise, scents, seed, when that comes available again, you can use the discount code RHOPOD, that's all caps, no space, and get 10% off your entire order there. If you're on YouTube, subscribe, like, comment, all that kind of stuff really helps us out. If you're on audio only, follow us, leave a review, that helps as well. So, like I said, got a good RHO update for you. First off, Blake's buck video will be out this week. So the goofy buck, if you guys saw that on our socials, which is Ridge Hunter Outdoors on Instagram and Facebook, that video will be out this week. It is not Heartland Bowhunter quality video, and more on that in a second. But I think you guys are going to enjoy it. It's a kind of a crazy story. It's some of the realities of bowhunting at times. That video will be out this week, so make sure, again, you hit the subscribe button so you get the notification when that does come out. The other reason that this is a good update is because I am bucked out for the first time ever. I've never been bucked out before. I shot a deer, shot a buck last night. We recovered him. He went about 100 yards. I told the whole story on today's regular episode, so go check that out if you guys want to hear the story. There will be a video on that shortly after Blake's video comes out, so I don't know when I'll have time, when I'll be able to edit everything. I am full-time cameraman now, which is fun. I always enjoy getting to do that and going out and hunting with the guys, and it keeps me in the woods too, so that'll be good. But any other time I've shot a buck, it's been, with the exception of a youth season buck in Missouri, and I think I shot one right around this time, maybe closer to mid-November. Every other time it's been November 28th or later when I've killed a buck. I've killed most of my deer in December and January. So it's taken me that long to kill one. I haven't had a lot of time to buck out. I killed my first one this year on October 26th and then last night, November 9th. So I am done hunting for the year. I'm really excited to bring that story to you guys video-wise. Already told it on the podcast, which will come out later today. So again, make sure you go check that out for the full story and then stay tuned for the video. Blake and Nate were back in for the podcast too, so if you guys are fans of them at all, go check the podcast out for that because they finally made it back in the studio. I was glad they did. I know they're both kind of dragging from being out hunting, and we recorded it fairly late last night, but appreciate them as always coming in and talking some deer with you guys. And we also got into some talk about how far is too far with technology when it comes to hunting, so that was interesting also. I don't have anything for what's new. I'm trying to keep this one a little bit short. So that moves us into the weather and movement predictions. Low of 26 today, high of 40 is what they're calling for. It's going to feel a lot colder than that because the wind's supposed to be out of the northwest, anywhere from 11 to 18 mile an hour sustained throughout the day with gusts up into the 30s. There is a chance it looks like that it could lay to less than 10 mile an hour right before dark. So that could be good or bad. I have found that really, that range of 10 to 20 miles an hour seems to be really good for the deer. and really good for hunting the deer. They don't seem to mind it too much, and you can get away with a lot more noise getting in and a lot more movement in the stand if you need to, drawing back your bow and whatnot. So the gusts are what is really not going to be great when they're up to in the 30s. That's kind of makes you anxious sitting in a tree for sure. You're kind of riding the bull a little bit and worried about stuff, limbs and stuff falling out of trees on you. So make sure you're careful about all that stuff. But it's also going to be a good day to bundle up because that wind's going to make it feel like it's in single digits in the morning, I believe is what they're calling for. So keep that in mind. Out of the northwest, so you got those northwest cold front stands. Now's a great time to go hunt them. The pressure, 30.29 in the morning, rising to 30.34 around there in the afternoon. It is supposed to be cloudy in the morning, and it's supposed to clear up a little bit by the afternoon, like partly cloudy around 1 or 2 o'clock, I think, for the rest of the day. They're going to be moving. That's the movement prediction for today. They will be moving. Yesterday morning was kind of slow, hit or miss, I think, for people. But sometimes that happens with these cold fronts that move through. So yesterday was the first day of the cold front, especially if it's a big temperature change. I've seen it where that first morning or that first hunt after the cold front kind of moves in, it kind of shocks the deer a little bit or something, and like it just subdues movement. But then the next hunt after that, whether it's that evening or the next morning, things really seem to break loose. Yesterday evening was really good for a lot of people. Some people still had slow hunts for sure, but heard from a lot of people that it was a really good hunt. I had a great hunt, obviously. Dad and Hunter went out, and they had a great hunt. I know Blake saw a few deer. They kind of trickled through, I think he said, in the afternoon. Not a lot, but a few other guys we talked to at the shop last night said they saw deer all afternoon and some good deer. So I expect today to be just as good as that, maybe even better. Especially this morning, it's going to be cold. Those deer are going to be wanting to be up, moving around, and they're going to be looking for does. So it could be a really good morning to be in the woods. Tip of the day, let's wrap this thing up. Midday can be the best time to hunt during the middle of the rut. A lot of mature bucks have been shot between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. right there in the middle of the day throughout the years. Usually, I think, this is just my theory on this, I'm sure there's some studies that have been done or biologists could tell you better than I could, but my theory is that happens because of two main reasons. One, they either were locked down with a doe, and that just happens to be the time they were breaking off, because once you hit lockdown, or once those bucks find does and they lock down with her, if they do, just whenever they're done with her is when they're going to leave her. That might happen at 2 in the morning. It might happen at 7 in the morning. It might happen at right at noon. So that's one reason that 10 to 1 can be really good, because you might be catching those bucks coming off does. That's also kind of one of the benefits to hunting all day. The other reason I think it happens is because these bucks are out cruising all night, at least the better part of the night, because it's cool and they can get out there and use the darkness to their advantage a little bit. And then they go back to bed and they bed up kind of through the early part of the morning. And then they get up and they're ready to cruise for does again. Instead of where most of the year they would go back to bed in the morning and then they just kind of get up and browse around and they don't move very far. Now when they get up, they're still on a mission to go find some does. So they bed till 9, 10, 11 o'clock, and then they get up and they go cruise for a few hours, maybe through the whole evening or until they find another doe. So I think those are the two biggest reasons that 10 to 1 time frame is really good during the middle of the rut. It's a great opportunity also if you need to catch up on some sleep or avoid that rut burnout that I was talking about on a different episode. It's a great opportunity to sleep in a little bit and then get out there at 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock and still have a really good chance. I mean, you're still way in the game at that time frame, unlike any other time of the year. And it might be the best few hours of the day in the middle of the rut, honestly. Some people will tell you that they've had their best luck in the middle of the rut from 10 to 1. All-day sits, of course, are great for this reason too, because you're out there for that time period. So even if your morning's slow, you got to kind of stay on your toes. That's why all-day sits can be exhausting during the rut, because you're so keyed up the whole time. And as soon as you're not, that's when that deer's going to come by and you're going to miss out on that opportunity. Either way, whether you can sit all day or you're sleeping in and getting out there for the middle part of the day, or you got a long lunch break or something like that and you can get out there for a couple hours, get out there when you can. Maybe you can't hunt the middle of the day. That's fine, too. There's still plenty of opportunity in the morning and evenings. But just get out there when you can right now. Just don't overlook that middle part of the day. Don't think you got to get down at 10 o'clock because it's been a slow morning. Pack your lunch in there. Go in there late. Something. If you can get in the stand in the middle of the day from November 12th, 10th, 11th, 12th through November 21st, 2nd, 3rd, that could be a great time to kill a mature buck. That's all I got for you guys on this Deer Season Daily. Appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you go check out the full Monday podcast to hear the story of my buck, to hear the story of Blake's goofy buck, and to hear our takes on some technology stuff. And then I'll be right back here again tomorrow for another Deer Season Daily.